Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, November the 25th, 2019. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 14 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you will find on my Podbean page, over to the left, beneath the word Links. Please open it and follow the instructions. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So let's have a look at the show for today. Well, I'm going to start off with a comment about the impeachment. Remember that through all the witnesses that we've heard, we've been talking assumptions, not facts, just whatever it takes, however much, either side wants to believe that their view is the big one. You know, an objective analysis shows very little damage has been done to Trump so far. And, earlier, for example, Sondland had said that he took the president at his word. Now he's saying that he and everyone else knew there was going to be a quid pro quo. They just seem to contradict themselves throughout. Then I'm going to talk about the profit and costs of tobacco. For every $1 of profit to the tobacco companies, $100 of future costs are imposed on the consumers of tobacco and society at large. Pretty stunning statistic. So I've got just a very short comment to make about that. And then another short comment on manipulative posters. These posters are manipulating Trump's approval numbers, and I'm actually able to prove it. So just a little story there which should do the job. Then I'm going to talk about how foreign firms are in the process of withdrawing from China because of the dangers of sanctions affecting their business. It's quite serious. Then an exhortation to you not to buy gold, ladies and gentlemen. This is not what takes you through a rip-roaring deflation. So just a word to the wise there. Then we'll talk about the economic recovery, which wasn't. And you can talk about the rise of services, you know, all you want, or the beauty of having Americans sell each other insurance. But you really do have to make and build stuff to sustain prosperity, and that is not happening as it should be. Talk about optimism and the relation between optimism and longevity. Previous studies reported that more optimistic people were likely to suffer from chronic diseases and die prematurely less than others. Now, analyses show that a dose-dependent association of higher optimism levels at baseline with increased longevity. So there's plenty of reasons to be optimistic. Then I will talk about the mainstream media and how they have been lying about Trump and Russia. The case is that the US president is suspiciously loyal to Russia. Well, the facts tell otherwise. So I have quite a long little discussion over that. And then I'm going to talk about how Parkinson's disease apparently has a distinct odor, and there is a lady who is able to go near a person with Parkinson's and with almost 100% accuracy will be able to tell you whether or not she actually has Parkinson's. Quite an interesting development there. Then that's pretty much it. I will hope that you enjoy the show. And for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, I will gladly email you 3 free shows, as I said, individually and upon demand, so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. All you have to do, just send me an email and in the subject line write something like sample shows, and I'll take care of the rest. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times that you're living in. So anyway, feel free, select any 3 shows, but if you don't have a preference, I highly recommend the latest 3 shows because they deal with current everyday matters, and you will be better placed to see how my own approach dovetails with your own. So there you have it. Let me just give you my contact information to finish. My email address that you will need to order shows if you would like them is rwlmartin1@aol.com. Again, that's my initials, RWL plus Martin and the number 1, rwlmartin1@aol.com. I have a Facebook and a Twitter address. The Facebook address is www.facebook.com/RichardMartinsWakeUpCall. All one word, no gaps, no punctuation, just all lowercase, Richard Martins Wake Up Call. My Twitter address is www.twitter.com/rmwakeupcall. All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, listen, I wish you all a wonderful week ahead and Thanksgiving. I hope you don't overdo it, as most people try not to, but be that as it may, have a wonderful one, and I'll be back on Friday. This is Richard Martin of the Wake Up Call. I will have another synopsis for you then. So until then, take care of yourselves. Bye-bye.